Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. He was born in the year 1568 to a noble family and at a young age decided to join the Jesuits. And in his service towards neighbor, his acts of charity, he ended up contracting a plague, the plague, and died in the year 1591 at the age of 23. And in the gospel for today's Mass, our Lord talks about the two great loves, the love of God and the love of neighbor. And in the collect of the Mass, the opening prayer, the Church talks about the innocence of Saint Aloysius and his penitence. And we can apply these two elements of the life of Saint Aloysius to these two loves, innocence in regard to his love for God and penitence demonstrated in his love for neighbor. The first reading from today's Mass talks about the love of God and how it is essentially connected to the observance of the commandments. In this way, we know that we love that when we love God and obey his commandments, for the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And so this is the innocence of life that we see in Saint Aloysius, right from his youngest years, that he kept the commandments of God. And then his love for neighbor was demonstrated in and penitence was demonstrated in the service that he rendered to his neighbor when they were struck by the plague. You know, that would certainly be a penitential service of love, taking care of those who are stricken with the plague. And then Saint Aloysius, at the end of his life, makes this humble statement. He says, "In return for my short and feeble labors, God is calling me to eternal rest. His voice from heaven invites me to the infinite bliss." And so, for the love of God that he demonstrated in his life, and that love of neighbor, God gives the reward, which is completely disproportional. Eternal bliss in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.